Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back, everybody, to Believe in the Blacklist. I am your host, Stacy Blackwood, here on the Believe Podcast Network. To recap episode 14 of season 1, Madeline Pratt. I know we're in the middle of season 9, but I wanted to go back and look at this episode. I'm in the middle of a rewatch of the entire series. So I want to look at episode 14 from season 1. We're going to do that here in just a minute. But first, want to make sure you hit that subscribe button, whether you listen to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Give us a big thumbs up on YouTube, subscribe, and jump in the comment section and give us your thoughts on today's episode. All right, as we look here at episode 14 of season 1, Madeline Pratt, the biggest story to me in this entire episode as far as the mythology of the show is when Red is there in that cell with Madeline Pratt, and he tells her the story of Christmas Eve. And of course, we all remember, and if you don't remember, go back and look at that episode and watch that episode, and specifically the scene there in the cell as he's telling her the story of Christmas Eve. And I guess my question to you, and jump in the comment section here on YouTube and answer today's question, was the story that Red told Madeline Pratt true? Why for yes or in for no? Like I said, jump in the comments. Leave us your thoughts on that. But anyways, this the story that he tells her. I'm going to briefly go over it. You know, all you avid Blacklist fans are going to know the story already. And as I watched it, and as I know what's happened throughout the show, and I don't want to give anything away for people who may be new viewers and new listeners to this podcast, anything away that's happened, you know, since this episode aired, you know, all the way back in 2013. But, you know, he goes on to tell Madeline, you know, it was Christmas Eve. I pulled off to the side of the road. Seemed like it had been snowing for days. No traffic, no cars to come help. Just me and a car full of gifts. It was more than 20 years ago. I must have walked 4 miles, maybe 5. It was so still, just cold and white. The whole time, all I could think about is them and our house, the warm light in the window, the smoke from the chimney, the sound of the daughter at the piano, the smell of the tree and the fire, oyster stew on the stove. I was so upset to think that I had ruined Christmas for them, being late, leaving the gifts in the car. But the closer I got, the more I realized how funny the whole thing was, how much they'd love the story, Daddy running out of gas, how every Christmas they'd get such joy from telling the story at my expense. And then finally I got there. I walked through the door, and there was just blood. All I saw was blood. All there was blood. I can still smell the nape of her neck, feel her little fingers on my cheek, whisper in my ear. And he tells Madeline that's why he didn't show up to Florence, and that's why he hasn't shown up in a lot of places over the years. So he tells the story of him running out of gas on Christmas Eve and then walking back home to find ruin and you know, just blood everywhere. And he can still remember the smell of the nape of her neck. And, you know, he's picturing his daughter at the piano. And so he paints such an eloquent picture and such a beautiful picture of what he was expecting to see when he arrived home after running out of gas. But then he gets there, and like I said, it's just complete ruin. So after everything that we've seen with Red, for those of us that are already caught up, you know, through this, you know, 9 seasons of the show, and for those that are still, you know, catching up along the way, you know, how true is this story? You know, Red says he doesn't really, he told Liz that he never lies to Liz, He just kind of withholds information. I wonder how much, if any, of this story is actually true that he tells Madeline Pratt. Because, I mean, we all know that James Spader is an incredible actor, but he's also been known to kind of bend the truth. But in this moment, when you watch it, it feels real. It feels true. So, like I said, the question of the day, is this story true or not? Y for yes, N for no. Jump in the comment section on YouTube and answer that question for me. While we're talking about YouTube, make sure you jump and subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell, and give this video a huge thumbs up. That would help us out tremendously. Like I said, I wanted to get this episode out to talk about the events of the Madeline Pratt episode. It's a really fun episode as far as, you know, what's happening, where she steals the key from Red's safety deposit box to get Red's attention, so she can kind of set this whole situation up to steal this effigy. And, you know, this is just a big, you know, just kind of chasing a rabbit down a hole. So it's really the whole episode. And Red gets the best of Pratt by telling her that story. She's willing to give up the effigy then, and the details that were in the effigy. So he gets what he wants, like he always does. And it was a really fun episode, and I'm really enjoying going back and watching season one and how this show started out. What a phenomenal season one that The Blacklist had. It's just been an incredible show. What an incredible journey those of us have been on, you know, the last 9 seasons with this show. So I encourage everybody, if you haven't watched that episode in a long time, go back and watch the episode. If you're new to the show and new to the podcast, thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. I'm going to be going back and revisiting all these episodes from season 1, season 2, and beyond. And I'm going to go back and do these in between what's going on in season 9. I'm probably not going to recap season 9 until they get to this break at the end of January when the Winter Olympics start, because they're going to be on a break due to the Winter Olympics. So there's not going to be any new episodes in February. So we're probably going to do kind of a season 9 recap so far at the end of January or the beginning of February once they make it to the next break. So stay tuned for that. If you're not already, subscribe to the YouTube channel, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, just wherever you find great podcasts, you can find Believe in the Blacklist. Like I said, I appreciate everybody that's listening. I have a lot of fun doing this. I know it's not the, you know, the most lengthy podcast. I know it's not the most enjoyable podcast to listen to, maybe. But I enjoy doing it. I enjoy the interaction that I receive on Twitter. I asked this question on Twitter the other day about the story that Red tells Pratt, and it received an enormous response. So I really appreciate that. So if you're on Twitter and you're not following us already, just look for Believe Blacklist there on Twitter. You can find us there. So make sure you follow us there. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Really appreciate everybody giving us a listen. Like I said, going to be on a season 9 break until they make it to their break for the Winter Olympics. And I'm going to be doing some season 1 recap episodes, you know, to kind of fill in the time there. So really appreciate everybody listening. Hope everybody has a great evening, and y'all take care.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.